Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Biden administration sent classified reports to Congress today on the withdrawal from Afghanistan and offered a summary of sorts of unclassified details to reporters.
Transitions matter.
That's the National Security Council's John Kirby. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports a lot of the blame was placed on the Trump administration.
President Trump took office in 2017. There were more than 10,000 troops in Afghanistan. 18 months later, after introducing more than 3,000 additional troops just to maintain the stalemate, President Trump ordered direct talks with the Taliban without consulting with our allies and partners or allowing the Afghan government at the negotiating table. It goes on to say that they left the Biden administration with no real details during that transition. Remember when Biden transition officials were blocked from entering departments and agencies, and in essence, that's why it was so chaotic.
The exit ended America's longest war. In Tennessee, the Republican-controlled House is voting to expel three Democratic lawmakers for calling for gun control. Justin Jones is one of those ousted.
This is not about expelling us as individuals. This is your attempt. This is your attempt. This is your attempt to expel the voice of the people.
CBS's Tom Foti reports the IRS is hiring more enforcement personnel to go after tax offenders. That's among a number of new efforts by the tax agency.
Facing strong Republican opposition in general, the tax agency is reportedly planning to spend some of the money that Congress voted it last year, some $80 billion, to make it easier for taxpayers to interact with the IRS online, but also to add more than 7,000 new tax enforcement employees in the next couple of years. Those details reported by the Wall Street Journal.
More violence in Israel today as rockets were fired from Lebanon. It comes amid continuing violence between Israelis and Palestinians in Jerusalem.
While thousands of Israelis ran to bomb shelters, Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system shot down 25 of the rockets and the rest landed in open areas. Two Israelis were slightly injured. The attack comes as Jews celebrate Passover and Palestinians mark the holy month of Ramadan. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A rust problem is prompting Honda to recall more than a half million SUVs in cold weather states. Jeff Gilbert reports from Detroit.
The vehicles are older 07 to 2011 models, and over the years, the salt used to de-ice the roads can corrode the frame. This hasn't happened in Sunbelt states. There have been 61 customer complaints. No crashes or injuries have been reported.
The Dow finished the day slightly higher. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Remember that the Wood County Courthouse, Riverblock, and the Marshfield Annex offices will be closed on Friday, April 7th for Good Friday and Easter. Sheriff's Department deputies and other emergency responders will remain on duty, but their offices will be closed to the public. The Adams County offices will also be closed on Friday, April 7th for Easter. There will be no garbage or recycling pickup on Friday in Stevens Point. It will be picked up on Monday, April 10th instead. The Stevens Point Fire Department will conduct live fire training on Saturday, April 8th in a single-family residential structure owned by SPASH. Large amounts of smoke will be present at times and may pose visibility issues on nearby roads. Before being able to conduct this training, the SPFD acquired state DNR approval, did asbestos abatement, and site preparation for the safety of the public and those participating in the training. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 23 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 48. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm calling it the Throwback Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve, doesn't it, Dom?
Sure does, Curdy.
Buddy, you're got to work beyond the weekend. You got to work through Friday, but you're traveling soon.
Yes, Monday will be my last day on the radio for about a week, just over a week.
Going to Europe. You're like the Griswolds, doing a little European vacation.
Big Ben Parliament.
I look forward to finding my ass in the seat again, because I got up right before the show opened. Got the tall stools, got to commit to them, got to jump in them strong.
Yeah, those are some big, those things are big, man. I mean, your feet don't even touch the ground sitting in that thing.
Oh, sure they do. Come on, man. I'm a grown man.
No, they don't.
Absolutely, I have my feet flat on the ground. I'm sitting on the chair. I'm a grown man. I'm not a little boy. Dominic, you know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Mike?
You know, we've been friends a long time, on and off.
It's been a long time, man.
Depends on the day. You know, and I always thought to myself, you know, I enjoyed the company of good friends and Dominic. And if I was ever a rich man, I'd try to take you on vacation with me. Ooh. I'd even splurge and pay. But not like Clarence Thomas is doing it.
He's got the best friends.
I mean, I was thinking like the Dells, we'd rent a condo together. I know you're not a big fan of the water park pools.
No, man, yes. not a fan, but I get it.
So anyways, here's where I want to lead this big hour, Dom. Just as Clarence Thomas accepted luxury travel for years from a GOP donor, a new report says, ProPublica, the original source, were at the Washington Post. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas accepted luxury trips around the globe for more than two decades. Man, I need a friend like that. Why didn't you ever get rich and take Crudy traveling with you? Or, you know, perhaps we could all get on Kuchka's super yacht like Clarence Thomas does?
The big pig, yes. El Grande Chancho.
Travel on a super yacht and private jet from a prominent Republican donor. Oh, yeah, Dom. It's not the travel so much. It's the failure to disclose them.
Oh, the cover-up.
For two decades, right? ProPublica reported Thursday on an array of trips funded by Harlan Crowe, a Dallas businessman. The publication says Thomas typically spends about a week every summer at Crowe's private resort at the Adirondacks. It said the Justice also vacationed at Crowe's ranch in East Texas and has joined Crowe at the Bohemian Grove, an exclusive all-male retreat in California. I'm just saying I'm a little suspicious, though.
How very bohemian of them.
Without the wives? Jenny didn't get invited on that one, Tom. ProPublica cited a 9-day trip that Thomas and his wife, Virginia, Jenny Thomas, well, thank goodness he took her on this trip to Indonesia in 2019. I mean, if you won that on a game show, that'd be a hell of a trip, Dom, especially the way they roll. Shortly after the court released its final opinions of the term, again, 2019, that trip, which included flights on Crowe's jet, island hopping on a super yacht, would have cost the couple more than $500,000 if they'd paid for it themselves. Fortunately, Dom, they didn't have to, right? Just got to have the right friends. Now, neither the Supreme Court nor Thomas responded immediately to questions about the report on Thursday morning. ProPublica said that Thomas did not respond to questions about its reporting. In a statement, Crowe acknowledged that he has extended hospitality to the Thomases over the years, but said the couple never asked for any of this hospitality. They never asked. They just took it when it was extended to them, Dom. And he has not tried to influence the justice on matters before the court. He leaves that to Jenny, right? We have never asked about a pending or a lower court case, and Justice Thomas has never discussed one, and we have never sought to influence Justice Thomas on any legal or political issue. More generally, I am unaware of any of our friends ever lobbying or seeking to influence Justice Thomas on any case. And I would never invite anyone who I believe had any intention of doing that. These are gatherings of friends.
Friends. Is there a friend of mine or a friend of ours? Yacht.
On a freaking super yacht, Dom. I need friends with super yachts. I'm getting tired of broke-ass friends like you.
I hear you, brother. Federal law mandates that top officials from the three branches of government, including the Supreme Court, file annual forms detailing their finances, outside income, and spouses' sources of income, with each branch determining its own reporting standards. Judges are prohibited from accepting gifts from anyone with business before the court. Until recently, however, the judicial branch had not clearly defined an exemption for the gifts considered personal hospitality. Revised rules adopted by a committee of the Judicial Conference, the court's policy-making body, seek to provide a fuller accounting. The rules took effect March 14th. Oh, I guess, you know, apparently after the $500,000 trip in 2019, the one we know about and reporting over, what, apparently several two decades. Washington Post continues. Gifts such as overnight stay at a personal vacation home owned by a friend remain exempt from reporting requirements, but the revised rules require disclosure when judges are treated to stays at commercial properties such as hotels, ski resorts, or corporate hunting lodges. The changes also clarify that judges must report travel by private jet. According to ProPublica, Thomas's trips funded by Crowe do not appear on his financial disclosures. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Richard Durbin vowed in a statement that his panel would take action in response to the ProPublica report, calling the behavior of Thomas, quote, simply inconsistent with the ethical standards the American people expect of any public servant, let alone a justice on the Supreme Court. Durbin and other Democrats renewed calls for the Supreme Court to adopt a strict ethics code that would include a process for investigating alleged misconduct, and some Democrats have called on Thomas to resign. This cries out for the kind of independent investigation that the Supreme Court, and only the Supreme Court across the entire government, refuses to perform, tweeted Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who has sponsored legislation that would direct the court to adopt an ethics code. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, who is the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Finance, Services, and General Government, promised to use the appropriations process to ensure that the Supreme Court adopts a code of conduct similar to other members of the federal judiciary. Quote, "The Supreme Court should have a code of ethics to govern the conduct of its members, and its refusal to adopt such standards have contributed to the eroding public confidence in the highest court in the land." Another quote here from Rep. Ted Lieu, a Democrat from California. "Is Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas corrupt? Question mark? I don't know. But his secretive actions absolutely have the appearance of corruption. For the good of the country, he should resign." Rep. AOC from New York, who has previously called for Thomas to step down, renewed her call on Thursday, saying, "This degree of corruption is shocking, almost cartoonish." Almost cartoonish. And it's beyond that. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. $500,000 worth of hospitality?
That was one trip, Don. One trip.
One trip. One trip. And now that, and if this was, again, if this was just one trip and not, you know, 2 decades of apparently hanging out with really, really rich friends, or, and then added on top of that, his wife's money from these right-wing organizations, or her effort to overturn democracy in this country, you know, Ginny's texting Meadows and, you know, a bunch of people from Arizona, et cetera, right? This is a trend line. It is corruption in the highest regard. And it, you don't need to ask. I mean, if you're doling out $500,000 trips for, you know, a couple of weeks, well, it's kind of insinuated. And you don't need to have, if you are of like mind, when you're hanging around the bohemian all-male resort and, you know, in the hot tub together.
The sauna.
Back to back, you know, sauning up, you know, in the steam room, hanging out, doing your thing, talking about life and
not Supreme Court precedent
in general. I think you kind of get a hint of where everybody is. And I'm pretty sure Bernie Sanders wasn't in the hot tub with him.
I'm pretty sure you're right. Dominic, just want to remind people listening here in the great state of Wisconsin, my home state, little hometown corruption. Remember when Assembly Speaker Robin Voss went to Europe on a donor's dime? He disclosed it. It wasn't as grandiose as a Supreme Court justice who's been accepting these trips for 2 decades, up to $500,000 for an individual trip with zero disclosure. But it doesn't sound any better when you learn that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss received $13,000 in traveling perks last year, 4-year total of $57,000. Voss went on a trip to France, bankrolled by the National Conference of State Legislatures, before he got married in Italy, and he extended a trip to London, funded by a conservative group, so he could spend 3 days in Ireland. You know, honeymooning. Right, Don?
Again?
That's not influencing Voss at all, though. An ethics forum made public this week outlined Voss's travel last year, and he provided additional details. Now, this is a while back, Don, back in 2018, but he went to trips on London, Iceland, France last year with Cliff Rosenberger, who was then the Speaker of the Ohio House and is now being investigated by the FBI for his travel and other matters. Rosenberger resigned, that was back in 18, because of the investigation, but said he's confident he'll be cleared. That's what Trump always says, isn't it, Don?
Sounds familiar.
Come
Everybody
back.
Can't wait for their day in court until it comes.
They'll all be vindicated, I'm sure. More devil's advocates, if you listen, you'll be vindicated, I'm sure.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Radio advertising.
advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season, and when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouthwatering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we got a pair of Brewer tickets to give away for Saturday's game against St. Louis, care of our Brewer flagship, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, News Talk Brewers, WRCE in Richland Center also is our Brewer affiliate there. We're giving away some Brewer tickets on Phil Neese's show. Tune in early in the morning for that. And we'll get to your calls, as Tom mentioned, in just a moment. 844-967-2789. The most read opinion piece at the Washington Post today, Don, by the editorial board. Clarence Thomas is proof that the Supreme Court needs reform.
You think? Again or still?
Again, they reference the ProPublica piece that published Thursday, the blockbuster report suggesting ethical, they call it recklessness, Dom, on the part of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The report details years of luxury trips and other gifts that Justice Thomas apparently received courtesy of Republican donor Harlan Crow, including a 9-day cruise in Indonesia with Mr. Crow's private jet and super yacht, perks that could have cost more than $500,000. The justice took Crow-sponsored trips virtually every year for more than two decades. Oh, yeah, and then didn't disclose any of them. The extent and frequency of Crow's apparent gifts to Thomas have no known precedent in the modern history of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, just a friend. We're just friends.
Well, that's what it says here, Dom. The two are friends who met after Justice Thomas joined the court. The gifts started flowing soon after. The gifts are flowing, Dom. Mr. Crow denies that any lobbying took place on the trips.
Even hey, though come on. Hang on. Let's pause for just a moment, if I may. Crudy, I've known you for like 30 freaking years, man. You know what I mean? I never gave you a $19,000 Bible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I mean, we've been friends for 30 years. I haven't brought you to Indonesia. I mean, hell, you made me stay at the circus.
Buddy, I never bought you a drink without lobbying for something. Here is
the transactional.
Let me read the paragraph, because I suspect there might be some transactional, but it's all being denied, Dom. The two are friends, you know, the billionaire and Justice Thomas. The gift started flowing soon after Thomas joined the court. Mr. Crow denies that any lobbying took place, you know, on the grandiose trips, Dom, even those attended by corporate executives and conservative leaders, calling them gatherings of friends. Crow also stressed that Justice Thomas never asked for his hospitality. But as the editorial page here at the Post writes, but he did accept it. And even though Mr. Crow sits on the board of conservative think tanks whose fellows file amicus briefs with the court, the report notes, ethics experts who consulted with ProPublica suggested that Thomas might have violated disclosure requirements. And although justices need not report dinner or lodging at a friend's house, recent filing instructions make clear that they must disclose, let's call them, substantial gifts of transportation, private jet rides, and yacht cruises count at a minimum. Dominic Justice Thomas should have taken this simple step. Just disclose it, and you can be a corrupt bastard like Robin Voss. Oh, a disclosed corrupt bastard.
844-967-2789 from the actual ProPublica piece. Soon after Crow met Thomas 3 decades ago, he began lavishing the justice with gifts, including a $19,000 Bible that belonged to Frederick Douglass, which Thomas disclosed. Recently, Crow gave Thomas a portrait of the justice and his wife, who painted it. Crow's foundation also gave $105,000 to Yale Law School, Thomas's alma mater, for the Justice Thomas Portrait Fund. Tax filings show.
The portrait fund? I'll take your snapshot. I'll give $5. I'll get you a nice photo. I'll get it blown up. Supersize it.
Crow said that he and his wife had funded a number of the projects to celebrate Thomas. Quote, we believe it is important to make sure as many people as possible learn about him, remember him, and understand the ideals for which he stands.
Well, Dom, here's how the editorial over at the Washington Post ends. Reform is overdue. The Supreme Court has no army or police department that can enforce its rulings outside its walls. It draws its power from the Americans' willingness to believe in the independence and fairness underlying the dictates of 9 unelected lawyers in robes whose perceived legitimacy stems from an assumption that they will put fidelity to the law of a party, policy preference, ideology, or personal relationships, emphasis on the last one, for the sake of the institution and its legitimacy. The justices need to display respect for the trust that should go with the lifetime appointments they've been given, or they will continue to see an erosion of the public faith. Can't wait to see the impeachment of Clarence Thomas, Tom, play it on the radio. Never going to happen, but...
I mean, what has to happen? I mean, literally. Well, what do you got to do? I mean, come on,
public
man.
Shaming,
2 decades of it.
A slap on the wrist and nothing more.
Well, expand the court. Let's do something about it. If they're not going to pull him off the court, won't impeach the guy, if there's no other solution, expand the court. Make his vote less valuable. Because this, I do not have faith in Clarence Thomas or his insurrectionist wife, Ginny Thomas. I don't have faith in that. That whole thing stinks. And now this, 20 years or more? A $19,000 Bible, a $500,000 trip in 2019? And these are just things we know. What don't we know? That's what I'm talking about. If this is what is known, I guarantee you it's not everything.
Dominic, we're going to pack the panel and dilute your opinions here with phone calls next. 844-967-2789.
Expand the panel.
And perhaps even give away a pair of Brewers tickets. I got some for Saturday night from our flagship WISS 1100 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support News Talk Brewers. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
The Shaw, 101 FM. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Medical marijuana may have GOP support this session. Republican Senator Mary Filtzkowski said during a Wisconsin policy forum, any proposal will need the support of both the state's medical community and law enforcement.
recreational marijuana advocate, Democratic Senator Melissa Agard, said the most dangerous thing about marijuana in Wisconsin is that it remains illegal. Wisconsin is becoming an island of prohibition, with surrounding states legalizing or soon to be legalizing use. Wisconsin Republicans do not sound keen on impeaching Democrats after winning a supermajority in the state Senate on Tuesday.
To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious. So no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin.
Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu speaking with Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Dan Knoedl won a special election Tuesday that gives Republicans a two-third majority in the Senate. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swept. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 23 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 48. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 30, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Start dialing, but a quick headline. I'm always curious. How's Foxy News covering the actual headlines of the day? So I flipped over to the Fox News, Foxy News, I like to call it. The only way this is being covered, you know, the Clarence Thomas, the ProPublica reports not being covered, the progressive Democratic reaction to the story, that is the only way in which this is being covered. The headline at the Foxy News Digital, progressive Democrats call for Clarence Thomas impeachment, because that makes us look extremist, according to the Fox News people, right? After reported undisclosed gifts from GOP megadonor. Let's minimize that part. And then,
I mean, it wasn't a box of chocolates, man.
It was not, Dom. It was trips on a super yacht and a private jet for more than $500,000 in one instance. And he got 20 years worth of instances he didn't disclose. But Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other congressional progressive lawmakers called for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, I don't feel like that would have success, just like the Trump impeachment did not have success, Tom. Amid reports, he failed to disclose gifts he accepted from a Republican mega donor. She said, AOC, this is beyond party or partisanship. The degree of corruption is shocking. You know, Dom, I'm not really, quite frankly, that shocked. I'm not even surprised. Shocking. Almost cartoonish. The corruption, that is. Thomas must be impeached, barring some dramatic change. This is what the Roberts Court will be known for. Rank corruption, erosion of democracy, and the stripping of human rights. Remember when once upon a time the Wisconsin Supreme Court was so partisan, we always used to say, if you want remedy in the state of Wisconsin, you got to go to the federal courts.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, that was a while ago. Things
and
have changed.
Obviously, the partisan makeup of the Wisconsin court has changed as well. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones and friends like Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, guys. Great show and great service that you provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. And I just wanted to quick call in. It's kind of a side note here. And, you know, I'll catch up on you guys if I'm not watching right at the point. But this live Tennessee House votes on expulsion of Democratic members. I strongly recommend Reuters is covering it live, but you can watch it later. Don't want to miss the Devils and other programs. But you can always watch it on YouTube. It'll be recorded as is. And watch for yourselves. It is unbelievable going after these representatives and expulsion for sticking up for those little kids and the parents who lost those little children in their districts. It is unbelievable. They're gerrymandered like we are, and they make their rules as they go, like the state of Wisconsin. So people really need to watch this and learn from it, not during the time that you guys are on, because there's a lot of things by listening. Well, I'm serious about that. But they need to be aware that this happens in Wisconsin as it is, and this could happen in our state. And I'm not trying to scare people, but they need to be aware of how it works. Because when you guys covered the Capitol, when Walker took over, you know, and I'm on my side of the state, and nobody was covering it, and I watched YouTube, I saw you guys, I listened to you guys, I watched the protesters. I never seen people handcuffed behind their backs when they were singing at the Capitol, ladies, and they were falling down and they had balance problems. I mean, I cried. I watched live when they had the hearings on right to work, and I watched till midnight, and I'd call them up and no one was answering their phones, but I sat there and watched on YouTube live those hearings, and I was crying, and I thought, they didn't let any people from Wisconsin in. There were thousands of people from Wisconsin getting there. They wouldn't listen to them. They listened to Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce that didn't even have a right to be there. And so here's the thing. It's happening around us. We can learn what happens in other states. And we've got to listen to you guys and be ready, because you guys give us the facts. So I hope people will look at that. I don't know if they can bring up what happened to Wisconsin, but this even is worse in Wisconsin, because they are expelling people. And they got criminals there that they won't expel that are Republican, but they're expelling these Democrats for speaking out for these children. So anyway, I just had to call on you guys. My heart's breaking. It's like, oh, my God. But you guys are so great. You kept me informed during the thing and aware of what went on in our state, and I'm very thankful for you guys, and I'm thankful for civic media, and just keep up the great work. But I had to bring that up so people can watch with their own eyes and ears how this manipulation takes place and how they make up their own rules in broad daylight you know, and people aren't seeing what's going on. So thank you guys for what you do, and thank you for giving me this time for people to get educated.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. We try to be, you know, sort of the town hall of the state of Wisconsin, if you will, at least the drive time afternoon town hall at 844-967-2789. Nashville, the shooting in the school. Certainly not the first shooting. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Right, they happen every day.
But there was a student march out. It was pretty massive in the Nashville area. They marched upon the Capitol building in Nashville. A lot of pressure brought to bear on some lawmakers. And some Democratic lawmakers joined in this action, protested, apparently broke some rule of the, you know, the House, the Assembly, whatever it is, some rule of decorum. And a first Democratic lawmaker, effectively by the Republican majority, was dispelled from his position. That happened earlier today. We heard some of that sound during the news break, at least we did here in Madison, during the national news break. Here's the latest. A vote to expel Democratic Rep. Gloria Johnson, this would be a second Democrat, from the Tennessee Republican-controlled House of Representatives, has failed a week after she and two other Democrats led a gun reform protest on the House floor. The House earlier successfully expelled Rep. Justin Jones over that protest, which followed a mass shooting at the Nashville school. A third Democrat involved, Justin Pearson, also faces a possible vote, you know, I guess that'd be an expulsion vote.
Expulsion, yeah.
On his removal from office Thursday. The vote over rules violations for Johnson was 65-30. Expulsion from the House requires two-thirds majority. The vote for House for Jones split along party lines. So talking about a partisan majority, Dom, 72-25. That's the makeup. And you think that's the Deep South, man. That's super red. You know, that barely varies from the makeup of the Wisconsin Assembly. And Democrats win statewide here with frequency, but that's what the gerrymander stacks them up like we're the Deep South. A little bit more here. Protesters flooded the state capitol on Thursday as legislators were set to take up three resolutions filed by GOP lawmakers Monday seeking to expel Jones of Nashville, Johnson of Knoxville, and Pearson of Memphis, a state the state house has taken only once since the 1860s. There comes a time where people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, Jones said in a speech prior to a vote on his expulsion. And so, my colleagues, I say that what we did was act in our responsibility as legislators to serve and give voice to the grievances of the people who have been silenced. We call for all of you to ban assault weapons, he said, and you respond with an assault on democracy. Jones added, how can you bring dishonor to an already dishonorable house?
It's pretty easy. It's dishonorable. We have some sound. Evan, stand by for that. We do have some Rep. Justin Jones. A little bit here from the Washington Post. As you mentioned, Crudy, 72-25 to oust Rep. Jones. He's a 27-year-old community organizer elected in November to represent parts of Nashville. Republicans, as mentioned, did not have the two-thirds votes to remove Gloria Johnson, and then we're going to work on Justin Pearson now. And I'm just guessing here, but let's see. Justin Jones, young black man, he's out. Older white woman, Gloria Johnson.
No, she's okay. She's okay.
She's in. Justin Pearson, what are you betting? I'm betting, you know, this is Tennessee State House. He's probably going to be out. We have a little bit of that sound. Let's lay it on the people, and then we'll get back to the calls. 844-967-2789. Let's start with cut number one. This is not American, Rep. Justin Jones from Tennessee.
If I didn't know this was happening to us, and I read the news, three opposition legislators expelled from the legislature, I would think that this was another nation.
Not American. Rep. Justin Jones, Tennessee. Hell, man. You know, the Klan started, the KKK. They started in Tennessee. Let's hear what the former rep now, expelled by the Republicans for engaging in protest against, you know, mass murder of children by rifles in this country. Cut five, please.
A state in which the Ku Klux Klan was founded is now attempting another power grab by silencing the two youngest black representatives and one of the only women, Democratic women, in this body. That's what this is about.
Yes, indeed. Cut number six, please, Evan.
Mr. Speaker, how can you bring dishonor to an already dishonorable house?
Let's jump down. The lynch mob, cut number eight.
What we see today is a lynch mob assembled to not lynch me, but our democratic process.
And we know the Republicans, and not only in the state of Tennessee, as evidenced by today, but here in Wisconsin, many other states, well, they're down with the assault on democracy, as Rep. Justin Jones, who was expelled from the State House in Tennessee today, says cut nine.
We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy.
Strong words. 844-967-2789.
Before we get back to the phones, Tom, I want to point out, here in the great state of Wisconsin, with the two-thirds senatorial supermajority baked into the rigged maps, the gerrymandered maps here in the state of Wisconsin, most partisan in the nation, effectively they can start impeaching constitutional officers of the Democratic governor all the way up to the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. And I don't think they learned any lessons Tuesday night by the turning of the state Supreme Court. I think if anything, we're going to see the last gasp of whatever fascist acts they have in their bags of tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now's the time.
Don't be shocked if some similar action, maybe not Democratic state lawmakers, maybe cabinet members, or maybe your Democratic attorney general. 844-967-2789. Walt, listening in Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Hello, you guys. I'd like to remind people that there was a courageous black woman who attempted to warn the nation about the threat to democracy posed by Long Dong Silver running for the Supreme Court, Clarence's porn hero. And in addition, I would like to refer people to a wonderful political cartoon by Herbert Block. He went by the name Herblock out of Washington, D.C. at the time of Clarence's confirmation, in which there is a little 6-inch tall figure trying to crawl up onto a very high wooden chair, and way, way up high at the very top, there is a name inscribed in the back of it, and it says Thurgood. And I want to remind people that this person replaced Thurgood Marshall, a person who dedicated his entire life to making this country better. Thanks, you guys.
Excellent point you make, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Walt.
That was the Thurgood Marshall seat, effectively. Now it's the corrupted, bought and paid for by a billionaire super donor. Let's go on the super yacht and the jet, and let's get away from it all. Clarence, Jenny. Well, sometimes.
Not just Jenny. Clarence. You can come, but you can't go to the bohemian all-male resort. That's only for the men.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, we're inclusive. We're for everyone, as long as you're not a corrupted Supreme Court justice. That excludes gable men.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Could be. Say, I do have some thoughts on Supreme Court, and it's actually something I've been running around in my head for a few years here. I mean, I know it would take a constitutional amendment to do it, and so it will probably never happen, but an idea's got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
First of all, the court's too small. When you have a justice die or retire, it's just so chaotic for the court and the process that follows. And you know, are we going to be stuck with eight justices forever until we get somebody appointed, et cetera? So my idea is, you know, expand the court, maybe 21 justices, actually. That way, you know, if you lose someone, it's not so chaotic. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but then you're going to have split 10-10 decisions.
Well, possibly. But still, it's not chaotic, and it's not a big deal. We work on replacing them. Meanwhile, the courts resume. Also, it should not be a presidential appointment anymore. It's too partisan. I think we should actually elect our Supreme Court justices. So when a vacancy comes up, you get like 6 months. Each party can present like two top candidates. They have televised hearings on them for the people to witness. And then we go out and we have an election.
Dana, did you just live through what I just lived through in the state of Wisconsin? No, that is the most god-awful idea I ever heard. And I like you, Dana, but no! No more judicial elections, please. What the hell do we know about it, Dana? Shouldn't it be left to, like, the Senate judiciary?
It worked out just fine.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It worked out just fine, 55 to 45.
Well, I like the outcome of the election, but that doesn't mean I like the concept of judicial elections. 844-967-2789. Trying to give away some Brewer tickets. Maybe Bill from Madison. What do you got, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey. I was just wondering on the whole Tennessee fiasco situation. Was that a strict party line votes for both people that they impeached or whatever?
Well, the one impeachment that was the resolution to expel the member was
Justin
a party
Jones.
Line vote of 72-25.
So the one that failed mean that some of the Republicans didn't vote for the impeachment?
Well, when it was the black man, they voted to expel. When it was the white woman, a few found charity, white Christian charity in their hearts, perhaps, Bill. There's another black man being brought up for expulsion resolution, another black representative. Don't be shocked if we see a similar party line 72-25 vote.
Yeah, I was just wondering if any of the Democrats flipped on that also.
No, not our understanding. No, it's an outrage, man. It's not like their actions were not outrageous. They don't merit this. This is a fascistic move by the power-hungry Republican legislature because they've got the power of the math, right? They're doing it because they can, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's and thanks for the call, but I think it's the death throes, man. You think that the young people that these folks represent, I mean, the one guy's 27 years old. Good luck convincing anybody ever, Republicans, that you're not a fascist, racist party. I mean, it's not going to be the case. And even so what happens now? So Justin Pearson is up right now. Justin Jones, 27-year-old, has already been expelled. What are you going to run again? You know, he's not going away. This isn't solving any problems. You know, I mean, I hope he runs. I hope he stays. This is going to be a microcosm of the issues. I think that's why it's as big a story as it is, because this represents what a lot of us in a lot of these states are going through. And the Republicans are so quick, so apt to react to such a fascist move. I mean, they call it a peaceful demonstration, these Republicans in Tennessee, an insurrection. They're trying to co-opt the actual insurrection that the GOP and the MAGAs did and to try to overturn the election and keep Trump in power by the use of force to peaceful protest joined by members of the state legislature to represent the people in their community whose children were killed by gun violence in their schools. I think it's a little bit different. It's not an insurrection, but that's what Republicans are saying. That's how they're laying it out, and they're going to lose forever.
How dare they? 844-967-2789. Got a couple of Brewer tickets. St. Louis coming to Milwaukee this weekend. Our flagship, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Listen to the Brewers there or on 1450 AM. Or 107.7 FM in Richland Center, WRCE, our flagships. Going back to the phone, Stephen from Green Bay. What do you got for us, Stephen?
Hey, Stephen.
Let me tell you guys, it's beautiful being in Wisconsin tonight. The Brewers are winning. We just had an amazing election. But there's one thing that's putting a little thorn in that for me. And I got to talk to Dom about this. What happened in your district with that Senate race? This is just ridiculous. Are you not telling people about the devil's advocates down there? What's going on?
I know, man. It was a tough loss. It was actually close, like 1,300 votes. And considering how gerrymandered the state is, and that district gerrymandered than the rest of the state, so it's probably the most gerrymandered Senate district that we have in the state of Wisconsin to even be that close. It sucks, okay. Man. I know.
And then even though that vexes me just a tiny bit, I have a question for Cruet, because yes. I want him to feel left out.
Yes. Bring it.
When are we going to be able to listen to the Brewers on WGBW? Right now I have to tune into my conservative station, and it pains me that I have to turn to that station every time to listen to the Brewers.
I don't think it'll ever happen. You know what I mean? Like these long-term, our 25-year Brewer station, WISS, in the Fox Valley, out of Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, that is our Brewer station. And we ain't ever given that one away. Well, no one's going to give up the right to broadcast the Brewers in Green Bay. I mean, they're Wisconsin's team, effectively. We're not going to get the Packers in, let's say, Madison ever. But I will make a small note, Stephen, although it's not going to benefit you up in Titletown, we are going to be your Packers affiliate in southern Milwaukee. Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. Southsiders especially, they listen to the Packers on the AM, 1400 AM WRJN. I can't wait, Stephen. So that doesn't help you either, man, but... you want to come down to a Brewer game? I can get you into the game. You don't have to listen to it then.
I would take you up on that offer. Unfortunately, I work at a hospital, and there's some sick people that expect me to be here. So,
well, you know, do it for the sick people. One last caller for the day, Mark from the SAC. Mark, 30 seconds tops, man. Make it quick.
Ethics is supposed to mean something. There's precedent for moving, returning somebody to a state house like that after being expelled. I know that historically, Dom is right there. They'll get reelected there, but Todd Clarence should be gone. Ethics is supposed to mean something to all these guys.
Ethics, schmethics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what?
We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcast